All right, diving right in today. We're going to try to get inside the head of a tycoon.
Ooh, exciting. Who are we thinking about?
Donald Trump. Specifically, his book, Trump 101, The Way to Success. See if we can unearth any wisdom, you know?
I like it. You know, the interesting thing is this book, it's not just real estate, it's more like Trump's whole philosophy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, a blueprint for success, any field, you know?
So not just for like building skyscrapers.
No. He gets into everything, negotiation, leadership, even personal development. Can you believe that?
I can. All right, well, let's jump in then.
Let's do it.
Okay, so right away, like from the get-go, Trump throws down a challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, the chapter's even called Don't Waste Your Life on Work You Don't Love.
Passion.
Oh,
Yeah.
makes sense. He says real success, it's not just about the paycheck.
Right.
Got to be fired up about what you do.
Oh, I totally agree with that. When you're passionate about something, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it gives you energy.
Exactly. Energy
Yep.
is key, especially when you're facing, hurdles and stuff.
Yeah, those inevitable hurdles.
Right, like everybody faces. And that really connects with, what we always talk about, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It doesn't matter, if you're running a business or a community initiative or just trying to make a difference.
Absolutely.
That passion, that's the
It's kind of a
driver.
driving force.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of impact, Trump doesn't just say be passionate and leave it at that.
Yeah.
No, he actually tells you think big, act bold.
Oh, I
He
like that.
literally he makes it a chapter title.
Of course he does.
Right, not just a vague slogan. He has
Yeah.
another chapter. It's called Set the Bar High. Make people ooh and
Okay, that's good. I like that.
And then another one called Think Trump Scale. Bigger is better.
Classic Trump.
Right. I mean,
Yeah.
this is the guy who built skyscrapers.
Exactly.
He's not talking about like, modest goals here.
No. He's not messing around.
So what I find so fascinating is it's not just dream big. He's like outlining a way of thinking
Right.
that leads to this audacious action. It makes me wonder,
Yeah.
how could we as residents, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, how
Huh.
could we apply that
Think big mentality.
to our local projects, businesses?
Yeah, that's a great point. Could we be bolder, you know, with things like infrastructure or the arts, sustainable living, all that?
Absolutely. So
Yeah,
much potential.
tons.
Right. And this leads us perfectly into another point that Trump emphasizes,
What's that?
persistence.
Oh, yeah, you got to keep going.
Whole chapter dedicated to pushing through challenges. He even shares this personal anecdote about a really rough week he had.
Oh, wow. So even Trump has tough times.
It's true. And that's what's so striking about this anecdote. It shows how universal setbacks are,
Makes him relatable.
It does. Because he always seems so confident, but even someone like Trump, he faces obstacles.
We all do.
Right. Every success story has those.
For sure.
Like, think about it. Any big achievement, whether it's, building a business,
Yeah.
leading a community initiative, even just sticking to some personal goal.
Oh, absolutely. Sticking to it, that's the hard part.
It takes grit.
It
It's
does.
that ability to, like, pick yourself up.
Right, and keep going.
That's what separates, those who achieve and those who don't.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And Trump doesn't just say, be persistent.
No.
No, he digs into strategies,
Oh, interesting.
like how to overcome these obstacles,
I like that.
breaking down big goals, into smaller steps,
Okay, yeah.
focusing on
Instead
solutions.
of problems.
Exactly.
Those are really good tips.
Right. Practical stuff.
Anyone can use that.
Exactly. Any field, any ambition, and this whole persistence thing, it connects really well to another one of his core principles,
Which is,
knowledge.
gotta have the knowledge.
He even has a chapter called Without Knowledge, You Don't Stand a Chance.
Oh, I like it.
You know?
Yeah.
He's very clear. He sees knowledge as like a key ingredient for success.
Totally agree.
And he emphasizes continuous learning,
Yeah.
It's not enough to just rely on what you already know.
No, you gotta keep learning, stay updated, adapt, all that.
Right. And honestly, that really resonates with the whole mission of think and act locally.
Oh, totally.
How so?
Well, we're all about empowering people in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Yeah.
Give them the information they need to improve their lives. make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Make that local impact.
Right. And whether it's, you know, local politics or small businesses or even just, you know, staying informed about local events.
Just being aware.
Knowledge is the foundation.
For sure.
For positive change.
Oh, absolutely. And that connection, right, between knowledge and action, that's key.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just be informed.
Right.
Got to actually use it.
You got to do something. Exactly. Make things happen.
Yes. And this leads us to another fascinating aspect of Trump's philosophy.
All right, hit me with it.
He's a big believer in trusting your gut.
Ooh, interesting.
He even has a whole chapter on it.
What's it called?
Your gut is your best advisor. Listen to your instincts.
Listen to your instincts. I like that.
Now, this is interesting, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about passion, knowledge, but now it's like intuition.
Mm-hmm.
What does he mean by trusting your gut?
Mm-hmm.
How do you develop it? Use it. I'm really curious about this.
He says, basically, intuition is a valuable tool, especially in business, right?
Mm.
Everything's fast-paced, high stakes, you got to make quick decisions. Sometimes you don't have all the info.
Right.
He doesn't say throw logic out the window.
Yeah.
No, but there's this wisdom
mm-hmm.
that comes from trusting those instincts.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's not just like following your feelings blindly.
Yeah, oh, no.
There's more to it.
It's a skill you develop.
Okay.
Honed through experience.
I can see how that would be valuable because sometimes you just have a feeling and it turns out you're right.
Exactly.
But how do you know when to trust it?
When to trust your gut. That's the big question.
Right. Like when to pump the brakes.
Analyze the situation.
Exactly.
It's a tricky balance.
It is.
That's where experience and self-awareness come in.
Mm-hmm.
Trump says, think back.
Oh.
When your intuition was right.
Okay.
That were the cues. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
By studying those times, you start to recognize patterns, understand how your intuition works.
So it's about like training your inner compass.
Yeah, exactly.
And learning to trust it.
That's the goal. Trust its guidance.
Interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole trusting your gut thing,
mm-hmm.
it ties in so well with another theme, taking action.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's whole philosophy is about turning those ideas into reality.
Making things happen.
Exactly. Being proactive. That think big, act bold mentality.
Love it.
That's a core part of his thinking.
Mm-hmm. Woven into the fabric.
Makes me think about the potential we have, you know, here.
Here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Yeah. So many passionate people already making a difference.
Right, for sure.
Imagine if we all embrace that.
Embrace that boldness.
Yeah, that action-oriented mindset.
I love that.
So starting new businesses, revitalizing parks.
Advocating for change.
Exactly. The possibilities
are endless.
Right. It's about taking ownership, not being afraid to like step outside your comfort zone.
Yeah. Push those boundaries.
And you know what?
What?
This brings me to another point that Trump makes.
Okay. Tell me.
He emphasizes the importance of surrounding yourself with beauty.
Beauty.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right.
What does he mean by that?
Well, he believes that beauty, it enhances everything.
Oh, okay, like your surroundings.
Work environment, your relationships.
Interesting.
He even says it can contribute to success.
Really?
By creating a positive, you know, inspiring atmosphere.
That's a cool way to look at it.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I can see how, you know, a well-designed office,
mm-hmm.
a beautiful home, it could definitely make you feel more, you know, uplifted.
Productive.
Exactly. But how does that translate to a community level?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Right.
How can we bring more beauty to our public spaces?
Yeah.
Like here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
It's an interesting thought.
Public art.
Oh, yeah.
Planting more trees, more flowers.
Encouraging people to take pride in their neighborhoods.
Exactly. Make it a beautiful place to live.
So much potential.
There is.
And it goes back to that think big idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's about envisioning a future for our community
mm-hmm.
that's beautiful and inspiring.
A shared vision.
And then taking action to make it happen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not just about looks, though.
No.
It's about creating spaces that make people feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Connected to their community.
I'm starting to see how these pieces of Trump's philosophy fit together. The passion.
Mm-hmm.
The boldness.
Mm-hmm.
The intuition. The action.
Mm-hmm.
Even the appreciation for beauty.
Like a recipe.
It is. A recipe for success.
Both personally and for our community.
Exactly. And what's really inspiring is that his message, it's not just for, you know, tycoons and business people.
Right. It's for everybody.
Anyone who wants to make a difference.
Big or small.
Right. And that's something we really believe in here at Think and Act Locally.
They do. It's all about empowering people.
To live their best lives as individuals.
And as part of a thriving community.
Yes. And that's something we're deeply passionate about.
We are.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
Let's give our listeners a moment to reflect. What are your biggest takeaways?
What resonated with you?
What really stuck out? We'll be back in a moment to continue our deep dive into Trump 101, The Way to Success.
So before the break, we were talking about intuition.
Oh, yeah. That trust your gut thing.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a departure from some of those more concrete things we were discussing.
More knowledge, persistence, all that.
Yeah. It gets into this more intangible aspect of decision making.
Intangible. I like that word.
Trump really emphasizes that intuition is a powerful tool. It's not something you're just born with, though. It's honed over time.
So it's not just like you have it or you don't.
Not quite. He compares it to a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
Right. You got to flex that intuition muscle.
So it's about paying attention to those like subtle cues.
Exactly. Those gut feelings.
The ones that pop up when you're trying to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. He thinks they can offer insights that you might miss if you were just using logic.
That makes sense. It's like sometimes you just get this hunch about something and it turns out to be right.
Exactly.
But how do you know? Like, is it a real gut feeling or just wishful thinking?
Ah, that's the million-dollar question.
Right.
That's where experience comes in. And self-awareness.
So basically, you got to know yourself pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Trump suggests looking back at past decisions. The ones where your intuition was right on target. What was it about those situations?
What do they have in common?
Yeah. What did you notice? What was the outcome? By studying those wins, you start to understand how your own intuition speaks to you.
Okay, that makes sense. Learn from your past successes.
Right. So it's not just about blindly trusting every feeling you get. It's about honing that inner compass.
And then learning to trust its guidance. This is fascinating.
It is. And it connects really well with another big theme, taking action.
Oh, yeah. Trump is all about action.
He doesn't believe in just sitting around waiting for something to happen.
No way. He's about making your own luck.
Taking those calculated risks.
And just going for it. That think big, act bold idea, it comes back again.
It's definitely woven into everything he does.
Makes me think about us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
We have so many passionate people already doing amazing things.
We do.
But imagine if we all really embraced that action-oriented mindset.
Ooh, that's powerful. Like, what could we achieve?
Exactly. Whether it's starting new businesses, revitalizing a local park,
okay,
advocating for policies, anything.
Oh, I love that. So many possibilities.
Right. It's about taking ownership, not being afraid to step outside that comfort zone.
Pushing those boundaries.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, that reminds me, Trump also talks about surrounding yourself with beauty.
Beauty.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
It is.
What does he mean by that?
Well, he believes that beauty, it enhances everything.
Like what? Everything. Everything.
Well, yeah, from your work environment to your personal relationships to, well, everything, basically.
Wow.
He even thinks it can make you more successful.
Really?
He says it creates a more positive, inspiring atmosphere.
Hmm. I see. So a well-designed office,
yeah,
or a beautiful home makes you feel more what?
Uplifted.
Yeah, uplifted, more productive.
Exactly.
But how does that work on a community level?
That is a great question.
Right. Like, how do we apply that here?
I don't know. It makes me think about public art projects.
Oh, yeah.
Planting trees, having lots of flowers.
Encouraging people to, like, take care of their neighborhoods.
Yes, exactly. Make it a beautiful place to live.
It's about community pride. I love that.
Right?
And you know what? It ties back into that think big idea.
It does.
Envisioning a future for our community that's beautiful and inspiring.
And then taking action to make it happen.
I'm starting to see all these different pieces of his philosophy coming together.
Me too. It's like a puzzle.
It is.
Yeah.
The passion, the boldness, the intuition, the action, the appreciation for beauty.
It's like a recipe for success.
Not just for yourself, but for your community too. And, you know, what I find really inspiring is that his message isn't just for, like, big shot business people.
Exactly.
It's for anyone who wants to make a difference.
Big or small.
Right.
That's what we're all about here.
And speaking of inspiration, why don't we shift gears a little bit?
Okay, what are we thinking?
I want to delve into his perspective on education.
Oh, this should be good.
But first,
yeah,
I want to hear from our listeners. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, what are your takeaways so far?
How do you see Trump's ideas applying to your life or to our community here?
We want to hear from you.
All right, we're back, wrapping up our deep dive into Trump 101, The Way to Success.
It's been a fascinating ride.
It really has.
Yeah.
Passion, boldness, intuition, beauty. Who knew? Those were all part of the recipe.
What? And how they all tie into making a difference, not just for yourself, but for your community, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that really struck me while we were preparing for this, Trump puts a lot of emphasis on education.
He does. It comes up a lot in the book.
And even outside the business world.
Oh, yeah. Like with Trump University.
Exactly. He doesn't just talk about knowledge. He wants to share it.
Yeah.
Empower others.
It's interesting, right? Because Trump University, it was definitely controversial.
It was.
Yeah.
But it shows how much he believes in the power of learning.
It does. It makes me wonder, what would a Trump University look like for our communities?
Ooh, that's a great question. What if we had programs that gave people the skills they need to thrive?
Right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Exactly. Workshops on starting businesses, leadership training, mentorship programs.
Oh, I love that. Connecting experienced people with those who are just starting out.
It's all about fostering that culture of learning and growth.
Which ties right back into think and act locally, empowering people to make a difference.
And it doesn't have to be a big formal thing.
No, it could be smaller scale.
Workshops at the library. Online resources,
mm-hmm.
mentorship within existing groups.
Exactly. Using the knowledge we already have in our communities.
And of course, it's not just about having knowledge.
Got to use it.
Trump's all about taking action, making those bold moves.
That's where the real change happens.
And that's a message for everyone, right? Not just business people.
Anyone who wants to make their life or their community better.
Exactly. Now, we do need to acknowledge not everyone agrees with Trump.
Right. He's definitely a polarizing figure.
His style can be a little aggressive for some people.
For sure. But even if you don't like everything about him,
there are still lessons to be learned.
That self-belief, that willingness to take risks, that persistence.
Qualities that can help anyone succeed in any field.
Absolutely.
So it's up to each of us to take what resonates with us.
And apply it in a way that feels right.
Use what works for you and your goals.
Make it your own.
At the end of the day, I think the biggest takeaway from Trump 101 is this. Success, it's not given, it's earned.
Through hard work, determination, and that willingness to think big and act boldly.
Exactly.
And that's something anyone can do.
That's what's so empowering about it. It's a message for all of us.
It really is.
So we hope this deep dive has given you some new ideas.
Inspired you to think differently.
About what's possible. For yourselves and for our communities.
What resonated with you the most?
How can you apply these principles to your own life, to Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena? Share your thoughts.
Because your insights are valuable.
We believe that by sharing our perspectives, we can make real change happen.
Right here in our community.
And if you've enjoyed this deep dive, if you find value in Think and Act Locally, we encourage you to support us.
You can find a link in the show notes.
Your contributions help us keep these conversations going and keep providing resources to our communities.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for this episode of The Deep Dive.
Keep thinking, keep acting, keep making a difference.
We'll catch you on the next one.
See you then.